Chicago, 2011. A cop is murdered. Police and prosecutors swear they have the trigger man. He swears he didn't do it. How far will each side go to prove they're right?
Like it's just one bombshell after another, you know, where you're like, what?
The story of a PlayStation, a brain-eating amoeba, and the relentless pursuit of justice. Off Duty, out now. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. I'm Adora Namigadde, and this is The Rundown. Letters describing the good deeds of ex-alderman Ed Burke appear to have made a big dent in his sentencing for racketeering, bribery, and attempted extortion. My colleague Mariah Waffle covered his sentencing.
U.S. Judge Virginia Kendall sentenced Burke, Chicago's longest-serving alderman, to 2 years in prison with a $2 million fine for his crimes. Burke was convicted of 13 counts that involved exploiting his public office for private gain. Kendall spent a lot of time reading letters from people who say Burke helped them. She said to Burke, "I don't know how many times I read in here that you were sitting with someone because they were dying or paying for a funeral because you saw it on the news." The prosecution argued that Burke's good deeds shouldn't be a get-out-of-jail free card, and they don't outweigh his crimes that have eroded the public's trust. They were asking for 10 years.
That was my colleague Mariah Waffle reporting from court. Also, political observers are debating whether Burke's 2-year prison sentence goes far enough. Former alderperson Dick Simpson served on city council with Burke in the 1970s. He says Burke's sentence makes clear corruption has a heavy price and will leave Burke with little power.
Burke is now over 80 years old, so this will be a trying experience for him. And this conviction completely erases his role as a major force in Chicago history in the way he would like to have had it remembered.
But Government Association President David Gracing says the sentence is light and, quote, calls into question the principle of equality before the law. Gracing urged the city council to pass stalled ethics reforms to show it won't tolerate abuses of power. Cook County is pouring $20 million into new stormwater projects. Climate change in Chicago will mean stronger, more intense downpours and flooding. Cook County Board President Tony Preckwinkle says controlling stormwater is a major part of the county's plan to mitigate climate change.
We don't have to look very far back to remember that flooding is a serious problem in our region. We all remember the devastating rains of last July and September that impacted some of our most vulnerable communities.
Levee and drain improvements, plus flood control projects along the Des Plaines River are some of the updates. Walmart is donating one of its closed buildings in the city to the Chicago Urban League. When the retail giant closed its supercenter in Chicago's Chatham neighborhood last year, it also shuttered a 15,000-square-foot job training facility on the site. The space will soon reopen as the Chicago Urban League Empowerment Center. It will house job training programs and classes for business owners. Karen Freeman Wilson leads the Urban League.
The ability for us to do workforce development and entrepreneurship in this building is essential to us writing a new narrative.
The Chicago Urban League says there will be training for HVAC, solar power, and healthcare jobs. Some other things you should know today. Illinois House Speaker Emanuel Chris Welch is trying to get a lawsuit against him thrown out. Some of the Democratic House Speaker's employees in May filed suit against him in Cook County Circuit Court. They claim he's denying them their constitutional right to collectively bargain. But Welch's lawyers say state law doesn't let individuals sue over perceived constitutional violations. And Welch is immune from civil suits in almost all cases while acting in his legislative capacity. They're asking that the lawsuit be dismissed. Season 3 of the hit TV show, The Bear, will drop slightly earlier than expected, FX and Hulu announced yesterday. The new episodes will now be available for streaming at 8 p.m. tomorrow, earlier than the previously scheduled overnight release. In a virtual press conference, the cast hinted that more real-world Chicago restaurants will make cameos in the upcoming season. Actor Eben Moss-Bachrach, who plays Cousin Richie on screen, said Chicago's food scene is the lifeblood of this hugely popular show. Today's weather includes heavy rain in the morning with potential thunderstorms. The high will be near 90 degrees. Tomorrow, we're expecting scattered thunderstorms in the morning and a high in the upper 70s. If you like The Rundown, then please rate and review us. It helps other people find the show. I'm Adora Namigadde. Thanks for listening.